Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody ought to praise the Lord. Once again, this is your host, Apostle W.D. Carter, overseer and founder of Cross of Calvary Deliverance Ministries, and your host for radio, for Lift High the Cross radio broadcast. Today, praise the Lord, we're going to be continuing in the message, The Harlot Church System, praise the Lord, which comes out of a book by a brother named Charles E. Newbold Jr. I ask that you pray for me, praise the Lord, because this is really a hard task to fulfill. Praise the Lord, the enemy comes against you really, really hard. I want to thank God for my son getting saved. He had the miraculous experience of the new birth, and I just want to mention that over the radio broadcast. Praise the Lord. For those of you who understand that when somebody gets saved, even the whole heavens rejoice. It is indeed a miracle. So let's turn our Bibles, praise the Lord, to Galatians, the 5th chapter, starting at the 13th verse. We're going to be talking about the definition of witchcraft, and we're going to be talking about some of the ways witchcraft is manifested in our everyday practical experiences. Verse 13 of the 5th chapter of Galatians, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest or revealed, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." So I think, praise the Lord, that is a very, very important pericope of Scripture. Listen to what this says here in the 21st verse. He says, I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things, which practice such things, practitioners of witchcraft, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, let's look at Romans, praise the Lord, the 13th chapter. Listen to this. This is extremely important. The 13th chapter of the book of Romans. "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers." That word powers, praise the Lord, means authority. Let every soul be subject unto the higher authorities, or to the authorities. For there is no authority but of God. All authority originates from God. All of authority. All authority. Praise the Lord. "The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power of the authority? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister or servant of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. He is a revenger. So remember, praise the Lord, that the Lord says, God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. It is the Lord, praise the Lord, that executes his vengeance through his delegated authorities. Okay? So he uses, praise God, his minister, the delegated authority, to execute his wrath upon those that do evil. I want you to keep that statement in mind. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The practice of witchcraft is a deed of the flesh. Paul writes, now the works of the flesh are evident or manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia, which refers to a person who prepares and uses magical remedies. The King James Version translates it witchcraft. So you need to understand, praise the Lord, that witchcraft operates in defiance of the authority of God. Let me say that again. Witchcraft operates in defiance of the authority of God. So those who operate in witchcraft, whether they operate in ritualistic witchcraft, religious witchcraft, or practical witchcraft, they are operating in defiance of the authority of God. Are you hearing me? While witchcraft is a deed of the flesh, the spirit of witchcraft can influence our flesh. Our flesh is our ungodly human nature. It is our nature without the influence of God in it. Praise the Lord. Witchcraft can influence our flesh to do all the other deeds of the flesh. It can entice our flesh to commit adultery and fornication. It can manipulate circumstances in our relationships to stir up contentions, jealousies, and outbursts of wrath. It can control all aspects of our flesh to do evil if we allow it to take dominance. This is why true believer, and I'm saying this specifically to the true believer, to the believer who worships God in spirit and in truth. This is why, praise the Lord, that the Lord informs us that if we're going to follow him, we are going to have to deny our flesh. We're going to have to pick up our cross. We're going to have to deny ourselves. Deny ourselves. That is, praise the Lord, we are going to have to turn away from the first law of nature, of human nature, which is self-preservation. We must deny ourselves and suffer. We must suffer in our ungodly human nature. We have to turn away from that. Are you hearing me? Because witchcraft has the ability to influence our flesh and to activate all of the deeds of the flesh. It can control all aspects of our flesh to do evil if we allow it to take dominance. Witchcraft as a work of the flesh has two dimensions to it. One is the strict, familiar concept that it ordinarily brings to mind. It conjures up the image of an old, bony-framed woman with a wrinkled face and a shrill voice, hunched over an iron kettle, brewing up a potion of spiders and herbs to cast spells on people. That's what you call ritualistic witchcraft. We think about voodoo dolls, Ouija boards, tarot cards, crystal balls, palm reading, seances, astrology, meditation, parapsychology, psychic phenomena, and mental telepathy. The most blatant form of witchcraft is satanic worship, where children and animals are sacrificed for the sake of gaining spiritual power. All of these practices are the darker side of witchcraft. Jezebel certainly practiced the darker side of witchcraft and surrounded herself with prophets, with preachers who did the same thing. The Bible makes it absolutely clear that such practices are an abomination to God. These practices are an abomination to God. Please understand that. And the word abomination means something that God loathes, that he hates, that he detests. He doesn't want that anywhere in his sight or in his circumference. He can't stand it. And so, praise the Lord, for the authentic believer to operate in witchcraft, praise the Lord, is to put him or herself in a place where they become an abomination to the Lord. The other dimension of witchcraft is broader and more subtle. I define it as anything we do to manipulate other people to do things against their wills in order to achieve our own self-centered desires. Manipulation is an attempt to control someone else. Control and manipulation are the practice of witchcraft. In our day, we do not use witches' brew to control other people. Rather, we do such things as play on emotions, withhold affections, provoke fear, provoke guilt, intimidate with anger, lie and deceive, or use self-pity. The practice of witchcraft, in this broader sense of the term, abounds in our lives and has devastating effects upon us in our everyday practical lives. If we can see how it works in everyday life, perhaps we can see how widely it is practiced in this thing we call the church. Praise the Lord. Now, let me just make this statement concerning witchcraft and the authority of God. As the true believer, as the believer who worships God in spirit and in truth, you must know and understand that the acts of God originate from his throne. God's authority is the foundation on which his throne is established. God's authority represents God himself. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 declares that the very universe itself is maintained, guided, propelled, and upheld by the mighty word of his power. The word power in the original means authority. Hence, it is by the spoken word of God's authority that the entire universe in its many facets is held together. Colossians 1:17 states that it is through and by Jesus, who is the word of God, Revelations 19:16, that the worlds consist. The worlds are held together. The worlds cohere. This means that God's authority is inherent in his word. God's authority is inherent in his word. And that everyone who claims salvation must be subject to God's authority, which is his word. In other words, anyone who has claimed a covenant relationship with the true and the living God through the new birth experience and walks in disobedience to his spoken and or written word is in direct violation of his authority and has committed the spiritual crime of rebellion. The believer must know and understand that rebellion against God's word is a criminal act against God and his kingdom, and serves to repudiate the authority of God himself, who is the ultimate authority. God, and God alone, is the authority in all things. God has instituted all authorities in the earth. Authority is a tremendous thing. Nothing overshadows it. Therefore, it is of paramount importance that anyone who has claimed Christ as both Savior and Lord be submitted to God's authority. The believer must know and understand that all sin and rebellion has its origin in Satan. Thus, everyone who refuses to submit him or herself to God's authority becomes a willing participant in a confederacy of evil against God and his people. Now, this statement establishes, praise the Lord, that God's ultimate authority is manifested or revealed in his spoken and or written word. If you, praise the Lord, are operating, praise the Lord, in defiance of the word of the Lord, you are operating in defiance, in defiance against the authority of God, and you are operating in the spiritual criminal act of witchcraft. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. When you are operating in disobedience, you are operating in rebellion. Hence, you are operating in witchcraft. We need to understand that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The believer must know and understand that rebellion and witchcraft are intrinsic to one another. Rebellion, although violent by definition, does not always take the form of violence. Witchcraft is the power or practice of magic, sorcery, wizardry, divination, necromancy, enchantment, spell, bewitchment, wicca, voodoo, just to name a few, and is definitely linked to devil worship. Rebellion against constituted authority is very often executed through witchcraft. Thus, many who want power or control very often turn to the practices of witchcraft in order to get it. Witchcraft is designed to circumvent the laws of both God and man. In fact, most of the secret fraternal orders operate under the satanic principle of witchcraft. And one of these times during this series, praise the Lord, I'm going to go into a message that I preached, or actually I didn't preach it, I wrote it, okay, called the Hidden, I forget the name of it now, but it'll come back to me, but it is about practicing witchcraft in terms of the secret fraternal orders. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, Christians define witchcraft as the practice of intimidation in order to manipulate, in order to dominate, in order to control. Witchcraft is counterfeit spiritual authority. Witchcraft is counterfeit spiritual authority. The word counterfeit means fake or phony. Okay? Witchcraft is counterfeit spiritual authority. It is the act of soliciting and or operating in a different spirit in order to intimidate, manipulate, dominate, and control others. Thus, anyone who is attempting to seize authority or control illegally is considered to be practicing witchcraft. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The practice of witchcraft, trying to get others to do things against their wills, permeates every level of human experience, from politicians who deceive us to get our votes, to advertisers who send us a subliminal message, to merchants who try to hook us on their products, to clergy persons who try to dictate our consciences, to entertainers who play on our emotions. Everyone in the world wants something from us. They mostly want our money, and if they can, will exploit our bodies, souls, minds, time, and talents to get it. Most of us practice witchcraft without having any awareness of it. Now listen to that, because witchcraft is a subtle practice, and most of us practice witchcraft without having an awareness of it. Thus, a message like this, praise the Lord, is also designed, God is using it to make us consciously aware of the practice of witchcraft in our own personal lives. We're doing a lot of this stuff, and we don't even recognize that what we're doing comes under the heading of witchcraft. Okay, places us in defiance of God's ultimate and delegated authorities. The practice of witchcraft is so subtle and common, we either do not recognize it or have become so desensitized to it, we just experience the frustration of it. The practice of witchcraft is the principal cause of troubles in the world today. It is the principal cause of trouble in the home between husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters who try to manipulate one another. It is the cause of strife between friends and nations. It is the major source of conflict in churches. It is the major source of conflict in churches. Hence, Paul declares that if we bite and devour one another, to be sure that we are not what? Consumed one of another. Guilt feelings, fear, depression, suspicion, mental ruminations and rehearsings, anger and bitterness, fantasies, confusions, jealousies, compulsions, and obsessions may be caused by the fleshly or carnal practice of witchcraft. Poverty, crime, sickness, disease, and conflicts in relationships are almost among the effects of witchcraft. The name of the message that I was talking about, that I mentioned earlier, that I wrote, and that we're going to go into, is the hidden dangers of taking oaths. Taking oaths are one of the practices of witchcraft. The devil uses oaths to control you and to manipulate you and to bind him and to bind you to himself. And we're going to talk about that one day along as I'm doing this series. Witchcraft influences those behaviors in our lives over which we are powerless, things to which we can be addicted: smoking, drinking, drugs, TV, the internet, music, food, sports, pornography, sex, relationships, and gambling. Now let us turn, praise the Lord, briefly to the sixth chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. The book of 1 Corinthians, the sixth chapter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. 1 Corinthians, the sixth chapter, and just let me show you something in relationship to those practices. Here's something that Paul said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Praise God. In the 12th verse, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. That's what I want you to understand. All of these practices just named here, praise the Lord, you can become addicted to these practices: smoking, drinking, drugs, TV, the internet, music, food, sports, pornography, sex, relationships, and gambling. Practices like pornography and sexual addictions, these are serious sins. But the point I want to make to you is that Paul was saying that everything is lawful to the believer, but everything is not expedient. Everything we do is not good for us. Praise the Lord. And you are going to have to become aware, praise God, of the things that you allow yourself to indulge in that is not good for you. You cannot become addicted to anything in your life, because when you become addicted to anything in your life, the thing that you are addicted to has power over you, has a counterfeit of spiritual authority over your life. You are under it. It has control over you. Praise the Lord. And so what the Lord wants to make you aware of is the practices in your life that you are addicted to, and you're going to have to come to the place where you're willing to look at yourself and see that you are addicted to some things in your life. You are going to have to look at yourself, be honest with yourself, face the ugly and horror of yourself, and recognize that you are addicted to a lot of practices in your life that are not expedient for you, that are not good for you, and repent and turn away from those things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The effects of the practice of witchcraft are so universal that all of us will identify with at least some of these. Almost every one of us at some time or another will experience the frustration and anger that results from manipulation. The presence of witchcraft creates a negative atmosphere that drains life from everyone who is touched by it. I want you to understand that. The presence of witchcraft creates a negative atmosphere. Atmosphere, people. Okay? In other words, a lot of times when you walk into a place, you can sense witchcraft in the atmosphere, in the air. But, praise the Lord, you might not be able to intellectually articulate what that thing is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here are some of the indications of the subtle practices of witchcraft in everyday life. Witchcraft is indicated by lying and deceit. Lying is lying, whether we think of it as a big black lie or a little white lie. We differentiate between black and white lies to justify ourselves or to lessen the consequences. When we lie, we are hiding some truth in order to make something happen or to prevent a consequence from happening. Truth never has to be twisted. Truth never has to be twisted, manipulated, forced, or in any way tampered with. Once it is tampered with, it is no longer truth. It has become a lie. God does not have to lie. In fact, the Word of God says, let God be true and every man a liar. He does not have to lie, connive, or contrive to get people to obey him. He simply sets forth his word in plain truth and commands that men must obey. Witchcraft is indicated by self-strength. When you are operating in yourself, when you trust in your own strength, you will operate in witchcraft. We practice witchcraft when we put our trust in ourselves. We try to make things happen in our own strength, especially those things that should be left to the work of the Holy Spirit. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3 affirms that we are believers, that we as believers are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, in our human spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence. We have no trust in the flesh. Psalm 118, verse 8 confirms, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. I have 3 minutes left in this broadcast. Praise the Lord. And I want to tell each and every one of you that are listening to the broadcast, I want you to ask to share the broadcast on your Facebook accounts, on your Twitter accounts, praise the Lord, on your Instagram accounts. We want to spread this word, okay, this message, okay, called the Harlot Church System. Okay, those of us who are the authentic believers who worship God in spirit and in truth, who have actually experienced the miracle of the new birth, of being born again, God is calling us out of the Harlot Church System. And so I want those of you who are listening and those of you whose hearts have been stirred, whose minds have been stirred, to start to spread these broadcasts to your friends and the public on your Facebook account lines, Twitter lines, and Instagram accounts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I give you praise, glory, and honor, and thank you for allowing me to minister this word over the Blog Talk Radio airwaves, O God. Father, I ask you to bless all of the hearers, to bless those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to them concerning this particular message. I pray, Lord God, that those who have been seeking an answer to why they feel the way they feel about being in the system, I pray that this message confirms those, answers those questions and confirms the leading that you have placed in them to come out of the harlot church system. I thank you, Lord. I ask you to bless the listeners, bless the audience, O God, and bless Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to put this broadcast out. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen.